And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How is everybody? Thanks for tuning in. This is a walk through the mind. Take a couple minutes out of our day, sit down, have a discussion, try and get some ideas flowing between you and me and see what we can talk about. Today I'd like to talk about something that's been on my mind for, a couple years now. It's not a bad thing, but we'll start off by saying the other day I was listening to a podcast and the host brought up listening to music on vinyls, and he said that, he can't tell the difference between the audio of a vinyl or that of a like a CD or an MP3. And we can get into the minutiae of things, but we'll start off by saying, there's a lot of people, I've heard it too. I'm sure some other people have heard it, that you can hear the sound difference, which is possible. You get there's a definite realism when listening to a vinyl, because it's played with a needle and the vibrations go up through the microphone and then it's processed through the signal and put out through the speakers. Just a big microphone, kind of. And there's something real to that. There's something cool. Personally, I don't believe it. There's a improvement in audio quality. But there's a feeling to it. And MP3s, most of them, are only like 96 or 128 kilobytes per second. After I buy my CDs and I rip them to my computer, I rip them at 320 kilobytes per second, just so I can keep as much information in there as possible. If the information's there, if it's only a 128 kilobyte track and I rip it at 320, well, I get a bigger file with nothing improved, but I'd like to believe that there's something there. But either way, I'm a self-admitted audiophile, which is a blessing and a curse. I can sit there. The blessing is I enjoy great sound quality. All the little tiny things. There's albums out there that, you have to have really good earbuds or headphones or speakers. You have to sit there and you hear it. It's faint. It's in the background. And something that the artist puts in there for those that appreciate it. And if you miss it, you're not missing out on much. There's nothing wrong with that. Cheaper earbuds, you won't be able to hear things because speakers are divided into, kilohertz processing. And that's the sound that they produce and what your ears are able to hear. Some of the better earbuds, earphones, headphones will process audio signals all the way down from 40 hertz all the way up to 40 kilohertz. You can run 20s and whatnot, but I believe 40 is the average limit on both ends of the spectrum, 40 kilohertz and 40 hertz, for the average human ear to be able to hear. There's other points where, you might be able to hear it or feel it, but generally speaking. But back onto the topic of the vinyls. I think it's a little bit deeper than just the audio quality that comes from a vinyl. A couple months ago, before my record player crapped out on me, I was in my office, my home office, doing whatever, sorting or whatever. I'd throw on the occasional vinyl, trying to get the feel for it. I grew up with vinyl, cassettes and CDs came along, and the resurgence of vinyl has been fun. Don't buy a cheap record player, though. Spend some money. Yeah, a cheap one. It crept out on me. But it's not, like I said, I don't think it's necessarily an improvement in audio quality. I think it's good audio quality, but I don't see a plus over CDs. I love my CDs. I love my, like I said, my 320 kilobyte ripped music. you know, to play in my car with good speakers. Good speakers makes the difference. But the when you listen to a vinyl, you can't, well, you can, but the whole, as far as I see it, you can't just play that one song that you really like. It forces you to listen to the entire half of the album. You don't have to listen to the other half, but you can pick and choose your tracks. That becomes a fine-tuning thing. Adds extra wear to the needle on the record. But you listen to the entire side. You listen to a creation that the artist has set forth in a particular order, so that way things flow. They either tell a story, or the fade out to the fade in of another track, or, you know, just, or the way, you know, you get a heavier song or a lighter song, or you got a heavy song and then another heavy song, or maybe it's the chord progressions between the two different songs. You know, maybe there's a little bit of an intro that the radio cuts off. You know, I find listening to the entire album nowadays for most people, again, it's not a problem. Everybody has their opinions on how they want to listen to music, but what I see coming up now is everybody's listening to one song, or one song and one song. It's like the radio. You know, I've got Pandora when I don't care, right? And the radios, there's days I swear the radio's just, every station plays the crappiest freaking music. They're all in cahoots to play stuff that makes my ears want to bleed. So I'll throw on Pandora. Or sometimes, you know, that it's just Pandora offers the correct groove for me. And none of this is a promotion for them. I'm just offering my examples. But I see a lot of people, you know, Apple, iTunes, they hit it out of the park. Good for them. Buy one song. Just buy one song. Buy one song. I'm reminded of an album that I bought years ago. Heard the song on the radio. I'm like, that is an awesome, awesome song. I went and I bought the album. That was the only good song on that freaking album. And I was mad. I was so angry. I practically wasted my money. I spent $13 on a freaking album with one good song. And now I don't even listen to that song. Buying a crappy album put a bad taste in my mouth. But yet there's plenty of other albums that flow beautifully. You have albums like the well-known Pink Floyd's The Wall, and that's a concept album where the entire series of songs tells a story. There's other concept albums. Queens of the Stone Age, the Songs for the Deaf album, that's a well-produced album where you sit down, you listen to it, start to finish, and it all flows. You know, it's the artist's rendition of how they want their music to be represented, and it's well done. It starts off by someone sitting down in a car, turning it on, and flipping through radio stations, and then each song is another flick of the dial, and it's well done, very well done album. I enjoy listening to that one start to finish. But then, you know, you also have other albums that aren't concept albums like those, but there is a flow to the music. The way, again, like I stated earlier, the way that the tracks flow and how the entire album is put together. The Tool Lateralis album is a great example of that. All the songs on there are fantastic. There's a couple hit songs from the radio, but if you sit down and you take the time, you know, like back in the day, you heard about people, you know, coming home, putting on their headphones, throwing on a record, sitting back and listening to it. Spend an hour listening to a record instead of watching TV. I'm okay with that. It's a lost art. There's artists that are out here, or out today, that put together phenomenal albums. That I've got an album a year and a half ago now, maybe a year ago, just a brand new album, and the way it flows start to finish is fantastic. You know, Tool's relatively new, but there's plenty of old albums that do that. I mean, there's plenty of old albums, old artists that only had the one good song on the album, maybe two. And at that point, iTunes store it thingy. You know, buy it for your 99 cents. But I don't want everybody throwing the baby out with the bathwater, right? And I know there won't be. There's plenty enough people who appreciate the full album, and there's plenty enough people that appreciate, you know, the single songs. Like I said, I fit in both categories on certain days. But, you know, I'm just trying to get the conversation going, getting some ideas popping into everybody's heads. So, that's my intro song. You don't get that one. Sorry. So, yeah, hopefully you found something useful. You know, just, again, sparking some ideas. This one might not produce too much of a conversation starter for you and me. It's a short one, I know, but that's okay. You can find me on Twitter at Billy Bones, BILLYBON3S. I've got a website, Billy Bones, spelt the same way, .com. Check it out. You can find everything else about me there. You got questions? You got comments? You got love mail? You got hate mail? Hit me up. Love you guys.